The word today is storm. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The earth that God made is active and dynamic. It has weather patterns and at times dangerous storms. Jesus used a storm on the Sea of Galilee to show his deity. He protected the apostles from death and proved to them that he was worthy of their worship. With one sentence, he stilled the storm. They certainly put their faith in him after that. Here with more about this amazing miracle is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Storm.
We are going to be talking today about transportation in Israel in the ancient times. And as my mind turns to Israel, and I have been there several times leading tours to the Christian holy sites and to the historical area, it's a center for three religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. It's so tragic to see the anger, the hatred of humans, no matter what their religion, no matter what their ethnicity, going at it, killing each other. This is a consequence of sin in humanity. And we thank God that he has provided a savior, a means of forgiveness of human sin. And Jesus is the means to draw people together across ethnicities, and he is the world's savior. And I invite you that if you really haven't known Jesus Christ or looked into the gospel much, that you would do so and find peace with God and love toward your fellow man as a result. Turning our mind back to the situation of transportation in Jesus' day, I'm going to read an incident that took place in Luke chapter 8, verse 22. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up, rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where's your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He even commands the winds and the water, and they obey him." I think I spoke not too long ago about Jesus and the disciples on boats, and I believe I was emphasizing the incident where there was another storm and Jesus was walking to the apostles on the water at night, and it was heavy wind, and they weren't making progress. Jesus walks toward them. That must have been an amazing moment in the lives of those men. In this particular instance, it seems like it's during the daytime, and there is a squall that comes up. Dangerous. These guys, several of them were fishermen, so they would know the water intimately. And they'd be, if they're afraid, then everyone should be afraid, because they know the water and they know how dangerous it can be and that it would be life-threatening in these lower, smaller boats on that lake. Jesus, I want to start out by saying, is not just a man who was highly spiritual. He is not just a prophet of God. He is the divine Son of God. And this is something you need to understand, is Jesus shows himself in the Gospels, in the accounts of his life, as being the divine Son of God, part of the Godhead. The Trinity is taught in the Bible, that there are three persons of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God, yet three persons. It's a mystery. It's beyond our intellectual capacity to understand completely. But Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, eternal, and yet he took on human flesh in order to come to this earth to redeem us from our sin. The apostles had to learn that. They had to get that through their head, that this is the Son of the Father. It's not just another man. It's not just a prophet. It's the divine Son of God. And one of the things that happens is that he saves the apostles as they're in a dangerous situation. In fact, there might have been several times over the course of Jesus' ministry that he protected and saved the apostles. One of those we know takes place when Jesus is being arrested and he says, "Let these others go." And so Jesus is shielding the apostles, keeping them. And in this particular instance, they're on a boat going across the lake, and a lot of us enjoy the water. We enjoy being on ships or boats. It can be relaxing, but for many others of us, the boat is your income. It's your livelihood. Whether you're a fisherman or whether you charter a boat or have a kind of boat taxi service in it, there's many different occupations on the water. And Jesus and the apostles are in the middle of his ministry, making their way across the lake, and they will learn many things from Jesus. He will call them fishers of men and will teach them to draw to themselves people to become disciples, followers of Jesus. Jesus will preach from boats to people on the shore. And as they crisscross back and forth across the Sea of Galilee over the years, there is this moment of high danger. Now, there's several miracles that take place on the water. Two times in the apostles, there is a miraculous catch of fish, which once again, these guys as fishermen would have been amazed at. At one point, Jesus has Peter, I believe, go and retrieve a fish, get a fish, and there is the coin for the temple tax to pay his and Jesus's temple tax. And Jesus walks on the water at night, as we were seeing before. Boats in the times of the apostles were not for leisure. It wasn't just for fun and, oh, go out and fish just to see what kind of fish we'll get. They were for transit, getting to and from, and for income, for an occupation. So the boat was a very serious tool in Jesus' day, a necessary item around the Sea of Galilee. But here's the deal. I don't want to talk to you much about boats. I'd rather talk to you about storms. So we're going to switch gears for a second, and we're going to talk about the storms that could happen. And I've already explained that on the Sea of Galilee, the wind could get whipped up and it could become very choppy, very dangerous quickly. Let's think about the storms that are life-threatening. In fact, just not too long ago, there was a hurricane that came up very suddenly and hit Acapulco, New Mexico, and many lives were lost. Dangerous storms can come quickly. Whenever I fly over the ocean, I think about that expanse of water and how death-defying it would be if a person had to spend any amount of time on the water without means of crossing it. Here the apostles come to Jesus because they know how dangerous the situation is, and they say, "Don't you care if we drown?" I just want to stop for a second and ask you, have you ever prayed to God that way? You might be thinking, what do you mean? The apostles are talking to Jesus, and we are supposed to communicate with Christ and God, our Heavenly Father. And at times, they come to Jesus in desperation. I wonder, have you ever voiced a concern like that to God, your Heavenly Father, or to Jesus? Don't you care? I'm in danger here. Have you ever called out in desperation to God? You know, it's okay to do that. It's okay to share with God all of your emotions, your fears, your joys. This is what he wants. It is kind of ironic that they say, "Don't you care if we drown?" Because Jesus was sleeping. Of course, the storm's not an issue for him as the one who is involved in creation of the physical universe. We see that in John chapter 1, that nothing was made that has been made apart from Christ. He was right there at the creation. It's another amazing statement of his deity. But then Jesus hits them with a question. Where's your faith? How about that for a question? You see, faith in Jesus is not supposed to just be when it's easy, when life is going good. We all want blessings and protection and to have a nice, easy life, but that's not what the gospel's about. The gospel's about following our Savior Jesus through thick and thin, through every circumstance. That could be trial, it could be difficulty, it could be persecution, it could be danger. It means to hang with Jesus no matter what. And so Jesus says, where's your faith? I wonder if sometimes God is asking that of us. Where's your faith? And he tells us that he loves us. Jesus indicates that he will not leave us or forsake us, but that he will be staying with us. What a wonderful comfort that is for us, to know that he will abide with us. When we have a crisis, when we have an issue, a storm in our life, we can depend on Christ. We can depend on him in order to redeem us, to bring us back, and to save us. Now, ultimately, we're all going to face physical death. But this is why Jesus, our Savior, came, in order to deliver us from death, ultimately. Now, we're going to have to wait a while until that happens, but we should seek to walk with Jesus, to stay with Jesus, to hang close to him, because he is the one that is going to deliver us. So don't be shocked if there are storms in your life, if there are crises. The gospel is not about God's getting rid of all of the dangers and situations in life. It's about getting us through them, about bringing us to safety. And that is what Jesus does when he gives his life on the cross in order to give us eternal life. So put your trust and confidence in Christ, especially when you are in danger, especially when it's risky. Turn to him, put your trust in him, pray to him, call to him, and he will deliver you for life eternal.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.